From Heritage Village in Largo, Florida, RadioSt.Pete.com is live at the 2016 Pinellas Folk Festival, the 23rd annual event. And on one of the many great stages here in the park this afternoon, we're listening to live music on Saturday afternoon from Juniper. Music live from the group Juniper here at Heritage Village. This is Pinellas County Historical Society's 23rd annual Pinellas Folk Festival. Day-long activities until 4 o'clock this afternoon include demonstrations of black pot cooking, wood carving, curing and preserving cane syrup, living history activities of all kinds. There's even a Morse Telegraph Club here at Heritage Village this afternoon. Exhibits of antique cards, many food vendors, historical house tours, and much, much more. A number of county agencies are represented as well with exhibits here at the 23rd annual Pinellas Folk Festival. This event is obviously open to the public. There are thousands of people here, but there is free parking available with a shuttle to Heritage Village. If you are just being introduced to Heritage Village, or if you don't live in the area, this is a very unique historical park that has been created by Pinellas County, where many of the historic buildings, homes, churches, and schools, other public buildings, rather than being torn down, instead have been moved to this beautiful park in central Largo, giving it very much an old-time feel. Let's go back to the stage, listen a bit more from Juniper at the Low Barn Stage. A young man is singing. The Cracker Billings, performing here live on RadioSt.Pete.com from the Pinellas Folk Festival at the McMullen Coachman Log Cabin Stage.
This is about an old guy who's trying to make it home for supper.
Uh-oh, that's me.
Performing Old Dan Tucker. The McMullen Booth House is one of the real iconic structures here at Heritage Village. It was moved from elsewhere here in Pinellas County and is one of the very oldest structures in Pinellas County. This event this afternoon is a terrific idea to bring your entire family out. They're asking for a minimal donation of $5 per person. There's plenty to eat, there's plenty to do, and I think earlier I said there were five venues. There are actually seven different musical venues, all going on simultaneously around the park. At this hour, the group Nightingale is performing at the historic bandstand, the Lowe's Barn Stage. We heard a little bit from Jupiter. The Safety Harbor Church here at Heritage Village is featuring Charlie Morris at this time. We just heard from the Cracker Billies performing live as we speak at the McMullen Coachman Log Cabin Stage. The Hammerhead Dulcimers are over at the House of Seven Gables. Folk music jam going on at the train depot just to our left. And the Walsingham House has a bluegrass music jam. So if you love folk music, if you love old-time things, and if you love an old train station, if you love an old historic grocery store, barber shop, and automotive garage, and many other old homes, churches, school buildings from historic Pinellas County, they are all here this afternoon at Historic Heritage Village, the park here in Largo, on a perfectly beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we should mention for our listeners up north that we have plenty of sunshine this afternoon, temperatures in the low 70s. A great day to be out here at Heritage Village for the 2016 Pinellas Folk Festival.
Here's the national weather forecast. Rain and snow showers for parts of New England, especially western New York State into northern Vermont. Breezy for western New England into the Great Lakes, and a few showers for western Pennsylvania and northeastern Ohio. The Mid-Atlantic and southeast stay dry but breezy through the weekend. Gusty wind across the plains with some showers over the Dakotas, and mild temperatures for the central and southern plains at least through Sunday. A potent storm system is forming up in the Rockies with plenty of rain and snow for the northern and central Rockies. Several low-pressure areas will be moving through. A larger storm system will be forming over northern New Mexico that'll affect the eastern Rockies by Monday. Rain for the Pacific Northwest down to central California, dry for the desert southwest. This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
This is Travis Palladino, the mayor of Madeira Beach, Florida. And I am proud to invite you to visit Madeira Beach for our nationally known fishing tournaments, John's Pass Village and Boardwalk, an outdoor shopping and dining complex with more than 100 stores, beautiful white sand beaches, beautiful sunsets. While you're here, go deep sea fishing, take a dolphin watching cruise, or rent your own boat or wave runner and experience the beautiful waters off of Madeira Beach, Florida.
Madeira Beach on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampa Bay, Florida.
Beach Drive, Strub Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. Radio St. Pete.com.